College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Here we go. Game one, Knicks Pacers tonight at the Garden. Everybody will be back. Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet, Tracy Morgan, Susie Essman, Bobby Bacala. Everybody will be there tonight. Along with many, many loyal Knicks fans who have seen it all, the ups and downs, mostly downs, as they take on the Indiana Pacers, a team from their long ago past and a team from their immediate past, with Tyrese Halliburton, the most overrated player voted by his peers, the fake all-star, as Wally Szczerbiak called him yesterday. It's funny, you know, I didn't hear one Tyrese Halliburton comment from Wally yesterday, and we were together. So maybe Tyrese has earned Wally's respect.
I think he's earned a lot of people's respect, to be honest. And the fact is the fact, you know, that he and Jalen got into that WWE thing last year after the playoffs were over and everything. Obviously, those guys are friends. They played on Team USA together. You know, it's a healthy budding rivalry. You know, this could go on for the next 5 or 6 years with these guys.
Yep.
Which would be great, which is what you want, which is what the NBA needs. I think, you know, there's something to be said. I don't know, because Boston won it last year. Had it been a revenge match between the Pacers and the Celtics, obviously we would have no interest in that. You know what I'm saying? We would have no interest in that whatsoever.
I mean, I wouldn't get anywhere near that channel.
Right. But I think, like, I don't know, maybe it's because it's New York and maybe it's because everybody hates us, that this is exactly what the NBA needed. They needed a little bit of juice going into this, and they have it because of the revenge factor of what happened last year.
And I'll tell you right now, if the NBA would like to fix this series to make sure the Knicks go into the finals, I'm all for it. If you want to tell those officials, make sure the Knicks get to the finals, because we do not need an Oklahoma City, Indiana, or Minnesota, Indiana NBA Finals. I think that's the right thing to do if you're Adam Silver.
You know, I do respect Rick Carlisle, don't get me wrong, but if I remember correctly, thinking back to last year's series, and tell me if I'm wrong, guys, was he not bitching and complaining about the officiating?
Oh, of course. I mean, he basically, not only was he bitching and complaining about the officiating, he was doing exactly what I was just joking about, saying that because they're a smaller market team and the Knicks are a bigger market team, that they're getting the call.
So get ready for it again.
Yep. And by the way, we talk a lot about Halliburton because of what he's done this year in the playoffs and the WWE thing. But there's going to be so many guys on this team that you're going to hate again.
Yep.
Like, other than Halliburton.
Like who?
Like Pascal Siakam.
Okay. Anybody else?
Like TJ McConnell.
Turner.
Miles Turner. Obi Toppin again.
Yeah.
And then your guy.
My guy.
Yep. Who you? Your new Sam Hauser.
He's my new Sam Hauser. He is.
And who is it?
You know who it is.
Why don't you say it?
And by the way, this is who Wally brought up yesterday without me saying anything.
Well, I feel like you guys talked about it prior.
No,
you definitely
not.
Got it from him.
Not.
I know where you get your stuff from.
No, you got
it from Wally.
I did not.
Wally told you.
No, I did not tell him one word. Why would I lie to you about that?
I don't know.
There's no reason for me to lie to you about whether or not I think a guy is a key guy, because he's going to be a key guy. He averaged 25 against the Knicks this year. Now, the Pacers had some injuries when they were playing the Knicks, so he played a little bit more than he normally would.
And what we're talking about is, I was trying to make Boomer say, because he's had a tough time pronouncing it the last couple of days, and I wanted to see where he was going to go with this time, but he didn't do it. So we're talking about Benedict Mathurin is who we're talking about. So
his
that is his
Benedict.
Guy. Benedict Mathurin.
His name is Benedict.
Yeah.
And that's the guy that I worry about.
Yeah, I mean, so you focus
in. But I'm putting Halliburton in the freezer.
Well, you have to. I mean, you absolutely have to. And they don't even make Benedict Mathurin jerseys anyway.
They didn't. I tried to get
one. They make them for
one.
Him, that's it.
I tried to get one, and I couldn't get one.
The only Mathurin jerseys they make are the ones for him in the game. But yeah, so those are the guys that you're going to hate. Double zero, Benedict Mathurin. Yeah, they've got a zero, a double zero, and a one on that team.
Yes, they do.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
They got a zero and a double zero?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Mathurin is a double zero.
He is.
And Halliburton's a zero.
Yeah, and Obi Toppin's one. Hopefully all those guys play like double zeros in this series because the Knicks are going to
need. And yet another Nick, here we go, in the playoffs. And actually playing well for them.
What, Obi Toppin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's been gone forever now. I feel like he's been gone forever.
Yeah, but that's the group that, you know, got the Knicks back into the playoffs and relevancy.
They did. I mean, led by Julius Randle, no doubt about it. But as we said before, the Julius Randle that the Timberwolves have right now
is different.
Would have not been able to be the Julius Randle here.
It's, you know, because he's a second fiddle.
Well, yeah, and he's also in a different market, and he's older, and he's got Anthony Edwards. It's just a totally different thing.
And he wouldn't have fit in with this group anyway.
Right. There's just no way. But anyway, I'm happy for him, man. He deserved it. I mean, that guy, he worked his ass off to turn this team around.
He did. He tried really hard, and, you know, there were times where he would mope on the court, and that would get everybody annoyed.
Yeah.
And, you know, what really got everybody annoyed was that first playoff series against Atlanta.
Yeah, where he was just isolation basketball, tried too hard.
It was brutal. He tried. It wasn't like he wasn't trying. He was trying hard.
Yeah.
Too hard, in fact. And maybe that's what Juan Soto, and, you know, sometimes we forget that there's a human inside that uniform.
You missed it earlier. That was Pedro Martinez's take on Juan Soto and his struggles, that we all forget there's a human in there.
Spending a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right. Mike's in Rockland. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, Mike. What's happening?
Hey, Boomer. It's got nothing on Precious. Don't worry about it.
All right, good. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, listen, guys. I was up at Fenway Monday for the sights and sounds, and was around where the players go in, and there was that pulled up. There was a bunch of Mets fans, so me and a Bucks, a Sox fan, I was.
I can't do it, man. I'm sorry, Mike. I think what he was trying to say, if his phone worked, was that he saw Juan Soto's family at the game.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah. Hopefully they were dressed nicely and had a nice flight and a nap on their private jet up there.
And they got nice security around them.
Right. Hopefully they had that's the full security detail.
Yeah.
He claimed they came in a luxury bus. That was his his punchline there.
So. No, okay.
Oh, yeah. So they got a luxury bus instead. Well, that'd be
this
nice.
Is what that caller claimed, yes.
I mean,
luxury bus, huh? Okay. Like the luxury bus that Sidney got Matt for his birthday to go play golf out
of? I think it'd probably be bigger than that. It seems like if I would think of a luxury bus, I would think like of a tour van bus.
Okay. And this was like a decked out Sprinter van that Matt took. So yeah. Probably bigger than that.
Yeah, what constitutes a luxury bus?
They deserve better, the Soto
fan. Like a traveling band bus.
Yeah, like one of those tour buses.
Yeah.
Got it, okay.
You got a toilet on there and
right.
Beds.
Couches that go along the bus, like the length of the bus, instead of going across. Yeah.
Probably a lot of food in there. It's probably totally laid
catered.
Out. Catered, yep.
Like if you're getting a luxury suite like the Soto family does for every game.
Oh, it gets catered the whole game.
No, I know, but I'm saying like when I go to these suites, generally it's like the chicken fingers, the fries, the sliders. Like, what do you think they get in their suite?
They're getting the top shelf,
like Wagyu, and
oh, it's top shelf. You know that
sushi and
yeah. I mean, City Field's got great food.
So you think it's all top stuff, right? A1 catering.
Mm. Listen, if they have bad food, that's maybe that's part of the problem with Juan Soto. Maybe the food's not good enough.
Nah, the food's great at City Field. We got to get in that Soto. What are the odds we get in that Soto luxury suite at some point? Me and you.
Zero.
Bop in there.
I think zero.
Have some of their steak. What are you doing? Coloring over there?
No, just nothing. But I'm just saying it's going to be zero. Zero chance.
I think we can get in there if we tried hard enough. I mean, get tight with the Sotos. I mean, you definitely have a better chance than I do, but
yeah, okay.
You never know. Maybe one of them plays golf.
I just want him to hit home runs, drive in runs, and be the leader of the team. But that's really Francisco Lindor. He's the guy.
Yeah. I just want his family to be happy, really. That's all I'm looking for.
And safe.
I want his family to be happy and safe, well-fed.
Yes.
And rested. And that's really all I'm looking for out of this contract.
The rest of the families, doesn't matter.
They don't matter. I just want the Sotos to feel good about where they're at. And I think they are right now. So there's humans inside there.
Good. Henry's down in Atlanta. What's going on, Henry?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I have a thought I'd love to hear your opinions on. But first, I hope both of you guys are around for two more quinquiniums because you give me my New York fix down here in Atlanta.
Thanks, Henry.
You guys are more than welcome. So look, you know, this whole Hakimich thing, I get that big guys making millions of dollars have to hit free throws. I think the NBA at the end of the year should take a foul when the Knicks are running up court and they're just fouling him before they even get to the other side of the line. I think that they should make that a flagrant foul. You get two shots and the ball back. It slows the game down.
It ruins the game, actually. It ruins the game.
I'm sorry?
It ruins the game.
I agree. It reminds me of the old days with Princeton and Dean Smith taking the air out of the ball the last 7 minutes. It's just bad for the game.
Yeah, I mean, Henry, I think the NBA has gotten to this point, at least for me, where I can tolerate these things when my team is playing in critical series. I can't tolerate it at all if I don't have a rooting interest or a bet on the game. And that's a problem.
Here's the other thing. What I would do is if you have this off the ball foul thing going on, whoever has the ball in their hand should get the shot.
Yeah.
If you want to stop it.
True.
So, you know, if Brunson's got the ball in his hand, you can't foul off the ball on purpose like this.
Yeah.
It is part of the strategy and part of the game, I understand that. And it's been used so many times before, and they haven't done anything about it. But quite frankly, I mean, it just slows the whole game down, and it sucks. Like I told you, like last week, I'm watching a hockey game on one side. I got the basketball game on the other side. Hockey game is frenetic. It's going, it's going, it's going, it's going. They don't have nearly the amount of sponsors. So the game barely ever stops. And on the other side, this is the game where Josh Hart started bleeding from his eye.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop. We got to go, like, you know, 19 commercials, and we got to do this. We got to do that. We
got
to come back.
Because Magic got AIDS, though. That's why they got to do that. The blood thing on the court.
That's when the rule came in. Yes.
Because of Magic's HIV.
Listen, hockey players bleed on the ice, too.
Yeah, but one of their main stars didn't have HIV.
A referee the other night, got hit with a high stick and he was bleeding all over the boards in the ice.
If Gretzky had HIV, then it'd be a different story.
No, but I'm just saying, I understand why, but when a hockey player gets bloodied and loses his teeth,
listening.
He goes into the locker room and they continue the game.
Well, but Josh Hart had to hit free throws, man. He wasn't going to go in the locker room. He got patched up.
All I'm telling you is that the game is so slow. That's the thing.
We're using a bad example.
Stop. Timeouts. This, that. It's like college basketball. The last 5 minutes, you just want to poke your eyes out.
You know what you are right now?
Cranky.
You're cranky.
Yes, I am getting cranky, but I'm cranky because everybody else is cranky about the same thing. This Hakimich thing. God, I hate it.
I mean, why? That's way down the list, man. It's all exciting stuff today.
Oh, I'm jacked up, man. I'm ready to roll.
But you remember the whole Magic HIV blood thing?
Of course I do.
So that's why they got to stop the game now, because it's all because of that. Back in the day, they still have the rules. And by the way, Josh Hart, you know, people were trying to say, oh, look at this guy's bloody, and now he's got to go out of the game. No, he didn't. He actually got bandaged up. He went out there and hit two free throws. So I don't want to hear it. He was tough in that moment.
I'm not saying he's not tough. He's the toughest guy on the team. Love the way he plays. He's Josh Hart. He's got a lot of heart.
Oh, look at that.
100%. And I saw Youssef back in the commissary.
Oh, yeah. He wants to go to a Saturday Yankee game, by the way. We got to make that happen.
He is all jacked up for the Knicks. But he was watching OKC last night. So they're good. I said, yeah, I know they're good. The Knicks are good. I said, what do the Knicks have, Youssef? What do they have? He looked at me and he goes, they have heart.
Wow.
And not just Josh Hart. The whole team's got heart.
And he would know. He's Moroccan. They're known for their heart.
I didn't know that.
Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. I'm a huge Knicks fan. I'm going to go to the second game. But for this game, Tibbs doesn't play his whole bench. So why not use some of the players on the bench just to beat up the other Pacer team, like hack them, because you have like 10 fouls, 15 fouls on the bench. You're not even using them. Use them to mess them up, slow them down, make them timid. You know what I'm saying? Beat them up.
Get after their ass, you mean, right?
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
That's what get I'm talking about, man. Mike. Get after their ass. I'm sure Tibbs heard that this morning. So you never know.
I mean, everybody said
that guy's going to get some run. Then it all depends on how the game plays out and whether or not, like, Carl Anthony Towns puts himself in foul trouble.
Right. I mean, like, don't hold your breath about emptying the bench. I mean, this is the way that the team has played. That's the way he coaches.
Yes.
You're right. Injuries and foul trouble. You'll see guys off the bench. If everybody is healthy, which we hope for.
That's what the fellas play, man.
The fellas. Let them go out there and do their thing. Matthew's in Manhattan. What's going on, Matthew?
Hey, guys. What's doing?
What's up, Matthew?
Big Brooklyn Nets fan here. Did the Nets pull a plug and trade for Giannis? And how does that look for that? They really part ways with Claxton and Clowney and give up all those draft picks there, knowing full well in the past what went wrong with Billy King, Garnett here and Pierce, and then following that, the big three.
That would be trading for anybody over 35 years of age, and nobody cares about that.
Well, but he's not. Giannis is like 30.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about going back to when Billy King started and they got into the Barclays Center and they had to make themselves relevant.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if you can get Giannis, you try to get Giannis, I still think he's got a ton left. I mean, he's a former MVP, won a championship. He's in no way a slug. He's not James Harden. He tries hard. He cares. He's an upstanding citizen, all of these things. So I would try to get him. But I understand if you're a Nets fan, you're like, okay, it didn't work with Pierce and Garnett. It didn't work with Kyrie and Kevin Durant and James Harden. Like Jerry said, let's trade up, use those picks to trade up and get a young guy, try to build around him as opposed to another one of these mercenary guys that hasn't worked out in the past. But I'd still try to get Giannis. And if he wants New York and he wants Brooklyn, then Sean Marks can take another swing at it. It's amazing he's still running that team.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I know. Yes, it is.
I mean, my Lord.
Man, it's been a lot of crap gone through there, man. Oh, God.
like a cesspool.
Think about it. Just think about the last, 4 years, man.
Woof. Woof is right. Taylor in the city. What's going on, Taylor?
Hey, guys. I called in. So I actually moved to Dallas. I called in last week about the Timothy Chalamet fanhood, and I won't say my bad. No, Boomer doesn't like that, but hand up accountability spot. I didn't know a ton about him. That guy is the man, and I'm fairly jealous of him. And then the second thing I had real quick was, do you know if we can bet on Chris Lane becoming a megastar in 2026 on Polymarket?
Polymarket,
following
baby.
Following the kickoff of summer appearance? Because if so, I'll throw in a bet for the boys down here in Texas to declare his income and not have to pay it to Hochul.
You know what, Taylor? Great call there. Yes, Timothy Chalamet, we went over this. Taylor was questioning. We did have one of his drama teachers call up. You saw a picture of him.
Mr. K.
Yeah, Mr. K called up, and then a picture of... Who was it? It was Amari Stoudemire and a young Timothy Chalamet, and then he took a picture with him after the other game. So he's 100% a Knicks fan. He's not a fraud.
No, he's not. He's there, and he went up to Boston, for God's sake, and put himself in the middle of that, and then came out on Friday night and got in the middle of that craziness.
That's right. So,
which is good. He shows a little bit of the man of the people kind of like feel to him.
Yeah, indeed.
But I don't think Knicks fans aren't going to hurt that guy. They're going to... He's a little guy. They're going to take
care of him. He's a little guy, yeah. Yeah, like a baby bird, you know, like sort of like that. You know, bring him in. He's got a hurt wing. You know, like a little cute bird. That's what the Knicks fans can treat him. They're not gonna run him over.
And by the way, if you are somebody out there that is looking for secondary tickets, now I heard this morning, and I'm like, I can't believe that people still do this, because you got to realize there is a swamp ass part of our population that is trying to get into your pocket.
Swamp ass?
Yeah. These people are swamp ass people.
But didn't Roscoe just bought secondary market tickets, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you didn't buy them on Craigslist or Facebook Market, did you?
No, I did not.
Yeah. I mean, like, the fact that our governor has to come out and tell people don't buy tickets on Facebook or Facebook Market or Craigslist because you can't confirm that the tickets are real. I mean, like, are you that stupid that that's where you're going?
I don't know how you could do that, though, because everything's digital. So if you buy them, you're still going to have to see that person or
but
talk to that
so
person to acquire the ticket.
But there's scammers out there.
Swamp ass.
I've been getting the Easy Pass scam texts a lot.
Me too. 100 of them. They're nonstop.
They're nonstop, yep.
Nonstop.
And before the break, Taylor brought up the Chris Lane, Jordan Davis thing. So he said Chris Lane is performing at kickoff to summer. Jordan Davis performed at the boat party, then blew up after that. Chris Lane has already had multiple number one hits.
But we're just going to help him all along.
Yeah, I don't think we even need to at this point. He maybe he'll get his next number one hit out there after we show him the world of the Northeast here and what Boomer and Geo can do for him. But he's already had multiple number one hits, and I think he's married to a famous woman as well who's like a bachelorette or something. So he's got where Jordan Davis was when we brought him up. And
we nurtured him.
We nurtured him.
He was like hanging off of the teat of Boomer and Geo.
He certainly was, yes.
Lauren Bushnell. She was the winner of the 20th season of The Bachelor.
So there you go. In that world, that reality world.
She from the Bushnell family of
rangefinders? I don't know.
I hope so.
Maybe we get a couple free rangefinders.
Yeah, so this guy is, he is farther along in his career than Jordan was in his when he played the boat party. So
remember my contact for the Atlanta Hawks? I don't know if you remember this and how we got Zoo in to where he was.
Yeah. It was one of the owners of the team.
He at one time owned Bushnell.
Really?
Yeah, for a massive, massive profit.
I'm sure.
Speaking of Bushnell.
Yeah. Man, you know what's funny? I'll tell you off the air because no one's going to care.
No one really cares?
No. What I was about to say. Okay. I was going to say.
So he's a huge Texas fan, this
I guess he's wearing the Hook 'em Horns thing.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
That Jelly Roll?
Yes, it's Jelly Roll.
Yeah, we're looking at pictures of him of Chris Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good looking guy.
Yep.
That's why he got a bachelorette or a bachelor. How's she on the eyes there for Scona?
Oh, very pleasant.
Very pleasant on the
eyes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's nice.
All right, but we're in Geo. That's nice.
That's.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
What is this?
Is this Led Zeppelin? I don't know this song.
I don't know this either.
Thank you.
This is not exactly the immigrant song or Stairway to Heaven.
No. This is you, Riscona? You played this?
Yeah.
Trying to kiss up to him now because he was busting your ass before? I know what's going on here.
This is Achilles' Last Stand by Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Rat's going its last day.
Are you a fan of this one?
I know the song. I just haven't heard it in a long time. It's not on my top Led Zeppelin playlist.
Well, you guys made fun of me for the music I played last time, so now I look for oddball rock songs.
Were you playing Boys
to
Men or something like that?
No, I was playing... I want to say it was Jim Blossoms. You guys considered it Sleepy Douchey?
No, that's not considered. Right. That is a Sleepy... They are the kings of Sleepy Douchey.
Maybe, I don't know. It was either them or Goo Goo Dolls, one of those two.
Yeah, those two are one and two in the Sleepy Douchey era, 100%.
Gin Blossoms did our indoor kickoff this summer at DJ's.
I remember that, yeah.
And they played like no hits until the end. You remember that?
Yes.
They kept playing like new music. Everybody's like, what is this? Not that it was bad, but... Like, play the hits.
I mean, I only know, like, Hey Jealousy, I know.
You might know a couple more than you think.
I just didn't like them, man.
Yeah, well, that's different.
I stayed away from them, so maybe I don't know. By the way, thanks to Wendy's brought breakfast in there. I was hammering those breakfast potatoes. Those things are delicious. God, they're so good.
They are really good.
They are so good. Man, I had a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, too, today. Two bites. Yeah, I can...
It's tough when you're tired, because you know what? You just want to eat.
Yeah, that's true. But I also, when we were out the other day and we were eating a sandwich and I scarfed it down really quick, like, how the hell do you eat that fast? I'm like, this is why. One, radio, eating the breaks, have to eat fast.
Yep.
Two, young children, you got to eat fast, get out of the restaurant before they set the place on fire. So, eat.
You get used to it.
Yeah, you just do it. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there, man?
We're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Here we go. Game one, Knicks-Pacers tonight. How about this from Karl-Anthony Towns? You consider the Knicks are 8-4 in the postseason, and yet he does believe
we haven't played 48 minutes of great basketball. I thought that the last game in the Boston series, we finally looked like a team that got closer to playing all 48 minutes. We got to find a way to accomplish that every game now. You know, this is the time to be at our best, and we need to be at our best.
He might be right, but in that Boston game, they kicked the living tar out of them. They didn't have to play 48 minutes, but if they can put together 48 minutes, they'll win in five.
Would you fight that voice?
I would not.
See, I think I would, actually. And then I'd find out that it was Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I've got to fight it now. The problem is I know who that voice belongs to.
No, but I'm just saying that the whole point is this is, you know, would you fight that voice? Is we're just listening to the voice. And the voice does not sound like a scary man.
Right. You know, the other thing, too, about this other game, the game six, was, you know, OG Anunoby got involved. No, he's got to stay involved.
Damn right.
That is true.
Yes.
Then you've got the whole thing with Reggie Miller doing the series. As we know, this is not unusual. He's done it before. Tom Thibodeau was asked yesterday, asked about that.
You have to sit down with Reggie before the game and talk to him
then? Who? Well, you know, I talked to our guys.
So people were making a big deal of that. Like, he was like, who? But I don't think he, I'm not even sure he really heard him, because then he went on to talk about Reggie.
Reggie, all those guys, I have great respect for them, for him. You know, what he accomplished in his career.
And next hour, I will have, I just saw Reggie Miller on Instagram yesterday. Every fan that comes up to him, Nick fan, respects him. You killed me, but what a great guy. So I'll have some of that audio because, you know, they were the same ones saying F Reggie back in the day.
Of course.
But
of
now
course,
you
yes.
meet the guy in person and it's not so much.
I have to admit, I think I said a few F Reggie.
I'm sure you probably did. Yes, I'm sure you probably did. The Thunder beat the T-Wolves last night 114-88 to get the Western Finals underway. Here was Anthony Edwards. He didn't do a whole lot in this game like we would expect him to. He had 18. He was asked if they did anything special.
No, not really. I definitely got to shoot more. I only took 13 shots, but I'll say probably just get off the ball a little more.
Yeah, he was
play without the ball.
He was only 5 of 13. He was talking about their defense too. He compared them to an AAU type of defense, the way they kept switching every time down the floor. And he believes film will help that along. They'll be better for game two. Former Net and Maverick, Theo Pinson, part of a podcast called The Baja. I bring this to your attention because you guys were talking about Giannis potentially to Brooklyn, which was something he was also discussing yesterday.
Brooklyn, I heard, is a real thing. You got to really think about Brooklyn's track record. Now, they did put one hell of a team together, right? Sean Marks knows how to go get this done.
Wow, so that's a former NBA player talking about Sean Marks, though, as opposed to the way you do, Boomer. So I got on the phone and I called Marks for a reaction.
Did you hear that, Boomer? Go f*** yourself, you meet head Nordic nutsack.
So, poof.
Wow.
That is some
man,
tough.
He came firing at Boomer.
Oh, man. That's great.
Good old AI Sean Marks.
Nordic nutsack.
You do it much better. All kidding aside, Pinson talks about how New York, even if it's Brooklyn, would be great for Giannis financially.
It is an unbelievable place to live. You want to experience it. He's going to make a shit ton of money if he goes to the market in New York.
Yes. Yeah. He could have 20%.
Off the court, he get that 20% back.
Because Giannis also funny as
You got to think, a lot of people don't even spend their NBA money. They spend their endorsement money. His endorsements are going to go through the roof.
A sick amount of money.
I know Breitling would love it.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, well, he's an influencer for Breitling.
Yeah.
Yep, he'd be great.
That would be interesting. So we'll see how that works itself out. Baseball-wise, last night, the Yankees did beat the Rangers 5-2. Anthony Volpe, and talk about hustle. Did you see, I don't know if you saw it or not, the Volpe RBI, it was scored a double. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a single. He went to second on the throw, but it's like a, look at this thing. This dude gets to set. We got a guy who can't get to second base when he hit the ball at the Green Monster. And they got a guy running his ass off to second base on that play.
And that's why you appreciate it.
I
appreciate
agree.
Guys hustling. That's all. Doesn't matter. Just do your job and do it well and show a lot of passion for it, because this is what your dream is. Your dream is to be, well, I'm sure for Anthony Volpe, it's the ultimate dream, wearing the Yankee uniform.
You would certainly think so, as he has talked about. Yes. Ben Rice and Aaron Judge homered. Rice and Judge with two RBIs. Judge a two-run shot. Rice a solo homer, then a sack fly in the RBI. Here was Judge with Susan. Very impressive from Rice.
It's tough. Left on left like that is tough. You know, we watched Bellinger the other night hit a grand slam off a lefty. It's
We got some good lefties in this lineup, which helps kind of balance everything out. And, you know, he got the party started there and kind of gave everybody a chance to relax and go out there and have some good at-bats.
Yep, broke open or at least snapped a scoreless game at the time. Will Warren went 5 2/3 scoreless, 10 strikeouts. He got the wins. The Yankees 28-19 now as they have a 5-game lead atop the AL East. Is it 5 or is it 4.5? Whatever. They've got a nice lead atop the AL East. Ryan Yarbrough, Jacob DeGrom, the starters tonight, should they play with coverage on the Fan at 6:25. As for the Mets and Red Sox, Boston wins 2-0. Along the way, you had Walker Buehler getting ejected in this game. And as the guys on SNY and Gary, Keith, and Ron watched the replay, they figured out very quickly and easily how and why he was ejected.
He's like, what do you want? The ball's right down the middle. What's the matter?
He said right down the something middle.
We dropped the bomb on him.
Yeah.
Oh, dropped a double bomb.
Double bomb.
Dropping the double bomb. Get himself ejected.
What was that? Where was that from where they said the one word that it's always going to get you thrown out?
Where's it from?
Yeah, there was like it was an interview back in the day where it was like with an umpire. They said there's one thing that you could say that could guarantee you to get thrown out every time.
C-word?
Actually, with a different C word. Not the short one. The long one.
The long one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one that Terry Collins used.
Yeah.
Numerous times with ass in the jackpot.
Yeah, yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
So if you call the ump that, then you're...
I gotcha.
I don't know if Walker Buehler did
he
that.
He didn't.
Yeah, but... Right.
No, he didn't. But he said a couple of...
I just call the guy a lollipopper.
All right, here's
what you used to call the officials back in the 80s.
Hey, you lollipopper.
You lollipopping son of a bitch.
Anyway, the Mets have lost now 3 in a row, 5 of 6, game and a half behind Philly, who did win in Colorado last night. Another home run from Kyle Schwarber in that game. They won
17 now he's got.
Yep, 301 for his career. Tyler McGill, Garrett Crochet tonight up in Boston. All right, you got the vote coming on the tush-push in the NFL from the spring meetings. Here is Nick Sirianni on the possibility that there are changes coming, maybe?
We obviously were at the owners' meetings. We talked about how we felt about it, and I don't think anyone could question what my sentiment is on it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with it tomorrow.
AJ Brown wonders.
I don't have any thoughts on it. I think it's only 1 yard, so...
it was kind of goofy. And then Jordan Mailata.
Listen, guys, as in terms of them banning the Tush Push, I hate that name, so I hope they do ban it. It's a stupid name. I can't control that. We can't control it, so we don't even worry about that.
Right. Nor now. Should you. We will see when the vote comes out. Will we get the answer today, do you think, or is
yes.
that something
yeah.
we will?
Yeah, they're probably voting on it right now.
Right now, as we
speak. I
would
think, yes.
And the Panthers took game one of the Eastern Finals from the Hurricanes, winning 5-2, 31 saves for Sergei Bobrovsky.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, of course, our big show on Friday. Kick off to summer, a tradition unlike any other that the show has had since you guys started back in... when was your first one? Was your first one 2007 or was it a couple years after that?
I think it was after we got here. So okay. I would say like maybe 9 or 10, maybe.
But it's been going on for a very long time.
It has been, yes.
Yeah, it's however long Al and Gina have been dating. Because the night before our first one, that was their first date.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That was their first date?
Yep.
So there's a chance they've been together like 15 years?
No. Oh. I think it was probably 2016.
No, 15, it had to be 16? Before that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, there's nobody left that could give us an answer to that other than you guys. So if we don't have an answer, we can't go back to Chernoff. We can't go to Sean Argaman.
Why don't we just ask Al when he and Gina first started dating?
That's true. He should be awake right now. and letting us know what's going on, and then yes, we'll figure it out. But it's a big one. This is certainly a big show, and we were hoping that one of the new people that has come into our world would be there, and she was vacillating, as I'm using a BT word, vacillating with this for a while, and I see she's on the line now. Let's see if she has come to a decision, and that is Boomer and Geo new superfan, Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah. So I was just, like, commenting the that last commercial with that lawyer. He seemed so nice. That D'Agostino guy.
Oh, D'Agostino.
Guy.
Yeah, we've met him.
Yeah, he really was like. But the song is hilarious. It sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what, Tracy? I made him perform that to us live when he came in here.
Yes.
And we met him. I'm serious.
Very
we met
nice
him,
guy, yeah.
And he did it. He went, D'Agostino, law, bite back. Yeah. It was amazing. It was, yeah. It was like watching Billy Joel do New York State of Mind in front of him.
Did he like made it up on the fly, or is that a real, like, somebody really put that together?
No, he did that. He didn't make it up on the fly.
We actually think that he writes his own stuff.
He does. Yes. He does. He came up with
a singer-songwriter and a lawyer at the time.
No, it was really authentic. I believe him. And if I ever want to sue somebody, I would. Now I remember that dude.
Yeah. Yes, Tracy. And do you know how he got into this whole business?
The lawyering?
Yeah. Well, it says it in the commercial. His father lost his leg in a construction accident. Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
There's a whole backstory. Right. It was serendipity for D'Agostino to get into this whole situation. So, all right.
Nice guy. Anyway, enough about that.
What do you got? Are you coming to the show?
Moving on. So, so it's been like the hot topic amongst my friends and my husband. And he was really hesitant because he's afraid that you guys are going to clown me. And I'm like, that's the whole thing, is like, it is clown, but it's, I really and I feel like there's not going to be any disrespect.
No way.
No, of course not.
So we're coming.
That is awesome to hear, Tracy. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm going to ask you, though, would you be willing to do, because you're a known non-sports fan, would you be willing to do a trivia contest against Al Dukes? Just sports trivia, because Al doesn't know much about sports either, even though he produces our show. Would you be, you got no pressure on you, would be willing to come up to the stage and do a trivia contest with Al?
Yeah, but I don't want to do shots. I'll like
No, you don't have to do shots or anything. And the questions for you would be like...
simple, right?
Yeah, like what is the name of the stadium? What is the name of the stadium that the Yankees play in?
Yankee Stadium.
Oh, there you go. All right, sorry. So we'll go a little bit harder than that. All right. Well, very good, Tracy. Make sure you come and find us early on. We are not, tell your husband, we are not going to clown you or do anything.
We don't clown people.
Okay. Well, some people, but not Tracy. Certainly not
Tracy. She's very sweet.
Yeah, but not Tracy, for crying out loud. We love you, Tracy, and we're begging you to come to the show.
Thank you.
And we're excited to meet you and everybody else. Yes.
Okay, so you know how we were saying, like, sports, not a sport, you know, the other day?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about cheerleading?
Oh, man.
I think it's a sport.
Yeah,
I know.
Definitely. 100%. You have competitive cheerleading to see the athleticism that goes on there. I mean, I
think that is serious.
That is very serious.
Very serious.
Yeah. All right, Tracy, we'll see you Friday.
Okay, cool. Have a great day.
All right, you too. I mean, that's...
Yeah, competitive cheerleading, that's a sport, man.
Yeah, just ask Jordan Hudson about that.
She'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm a little disappointed that Tracy's husband would think that we would disrespect her in some way. We wouldn't do that at all. We like Tracy. There's people we don't like. like if Brett from Long Island showed up, we'd disrespect him, right? Because he disrespects us.
Well, he does it, you know, in for entertainment purposes, but he does support, you know.
No, I know.
You gotta go with the bad with that one.
Right, exactly. But you know what I mean. But no, I think that'd be great. And we'll do we'll set that up. We'll do Al versus Tracy.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Sports trivia to see who, I mean, do we give them the same questions or we give Al like a little harder question?
I think you gotta go, I think she knows sports. I don't think she's completely
oblivious. No, she's completely
oblivious. Al is completely oblivious.
No, I think Tracy's more. I think she said it herself. She doesn't like sports.
She knows. She seems like she, you know, her husband has us on in the radio. So, I mean, she probably listens to WFAN throughout the day.
I could guarantee you, though,
that if we asked her when was the last time the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, she wouldn't have
that. She
wouldn't
know that, yeah.
When was the last time the Mets won the World Series?
She wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
How about, like, name a big golf tournament?
She'd be able to do that. She'd be able to say the maybe. Masters, I think. I mean, Al would definitely be able to do that.
Yeah, but
we got to find questions that are in the middle there. You know, stuff like that. Like, I think, like, when is the last time a team won a championship in town? I think that would be a good one. Like, because I don't know. I mean, would Al know?
Or could you say, like, who wore number two for the New York Yankees?
Yeah, Al would know that, though. Do you think
would Tracy know that?
Could Al tell you the last time that the Yankees won a World Series?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. We were here.
Okay, fine.
And we had
Al also thinks that pictures don't exist in his past. Remember that whole thing?
It's also possible. But we had something that sort of scarred the whole show relating to the celebration of that World Series.
Oh, okay.
That Mudville 9 remote.
Yeah, that had one phone line. And the phone line kept knocking us off the air. One phone line.
Not well planned.
And since we were broadcasting from there and telling people to come there, people were calling there, and every time somebody answered the phone, we'd get knocked off the air.
And if I remember, the fans were like right on top of you.
Yeah, I mean, like right in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.